I'm from North Philadelphia, 18th and Norris. And Ridge Avenue, Columbia Avenue were viable, vibrant streets. At that time, a lot of guys wore hats. You had people who did hat cleaning, blocking, shoe shine parlors, barbecue rib places, all kinds of things. Nobody ever told my family that we were poor. We didn't know it. You were from North Philly. You were always proud to say, I'm from North Philly, you know. But all of a sudden, and if I can remember correctly, the word was that a pregnant lady had been stopped by the cops and beat up, which wasn't even true. I found that out later, years later. And the people went crazy. A lot of the businesses, they set places on fire. They were destroying the same stores we had to go to every day to shop. Going to the grocery store and at the corner was part of living. People knew your name, they knew your family, the whole thing. All that's gone. You didn't know our neighborhood after they tore it up. And Ridge Avenue never came back. Columbia Avenue, all those stores, some of the stores that closed down, never opened up. It was the kiss of death for our area, you know. North Philly was, people were proud to be from North Philly. A lot of famous people came out of North Philly. You don't hear those kind of positive stories about North Philly. The only thing you remember, the bad thing that happened was the riots of North Philadelphia. I don't even ride through the street I was raised up in because I don't think I could stand to see my house. The riots didn't help us any, I can say that much. It's funny, it comes back to you after you talk about it, you know. I drove for Cecil Moore, and he was a great fighter for right. I was able to go get a pretty good job with Pepsi-Cola because of Cecil Moore saying if you didn't hire black drivers, you wouldn't be able to sell any Pepsi in Philadelphia. And that's when I got my job. But he was a guy that the people respected him, the community, the white community especially. You couldn't buy him off. He wasn't for sale. He was a real stand-up man and calmed the whole situation. This community knew that he wouldn't sell him out. And I don't think a person who have come through since that could even stand in the same area would see some more. He was really somebody. Well, I guess you can't raise up the dead, but we certainly need someone else to come through. With the cities in this shape and with the situation in Missouri at this time, the world sees these riots now. I don't know what the next step's going to be, but sadly enough, I think it probably might get worse before it gets better.